All right, here we go. Thursday night. Ready, guys? Here we go. We're doing Cute. All right, Brush Solo, Brett. All right, Brett. A little bit more lead trumpet, please. Yeah. Hanging bass, nice job. Good. Awesome. Don't rush those last two notes, guys, okay? Boo dot boo dot. Lay back. Can I have a little sting in the brass? Ba da ba da ba da ba da ba. Nice tone saxophones, in tune. Trombones, you have your bells down into your stands, and you're muted. Please get your stands down and your bells up a little bit more, please, okay? I think there's more solo work here we can do. Keep it going, bass. Good job. Keep it going. Shape those now, saxophones. Still a drum. More drum work, okay? Don't rush again, ends. Boudat. Whenever we have swing music, the last figure that ends on an and, people tend to rush it. Be the band that doesn't do that. Nice dynamics. Nice job, drums. Good drums. Hey, Brett. Brett, check it out, man. There's some spots in there, Brett. I think you could still continue your soloing through. You know what I mean? There was some kind of dead spots there. It sounded like it was... Please dispense with the pep rally, okay? That was last night. Can we, Brett, like I was saying, man, try to do a solo throughout that whole section, because it felt like there were some spots that were kind of Abersold-like, where there was changes and stuff going on, but there was no soloing going on, which you could have done more of. So I'm wondering how much you've listened to the recording of that. You know, I think listening, you guys, is the most important thing we can do. The only reason why I'm involved in jazz is because I listen to it, and I love listening to it, and my biggest problem is I'm a big fan of jazz. Don't push it, piano. And take your time. Shape this phrase. Start a little softer and then go much more here. Now, this is Ronan. Yeah, Ronan. Oh, intonation, altos. Oh, my goodness. We're sharp, 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 sharp. Okay. A little bit more interpretation of the melody. would be more than appropriate here, buddy. How well do you know the words? I like to practice ballads, and after I get the melody memorized, I like to print out the words, Ronan, and play the words and try to articulate and shape and crescendo, decrescendo, articulate based on the words. I think that'll change how you play this tune and really project your heart and soul to your audience. You can do some amazing things. Nice setup drums and the jazz waltz. Beautiful. Yeah, you know what? Relatively in tune when we're playing chords, which is kind of strange to my ears, but man, those unisons, oh boy, we gotta work on those unisons and octaves, okay gang? Intonation is the basics of our musicianship that must be taken care of at home. Every day, tune a chromatic scale and learn your pitch tendencies. Saxophones, get together with Mr. Krill and learn how to make that pitch work. Okay. Very nice job, buddy. You know, man, I listened to some Doc Mar. Ronan, listen to some Wayne Bergeron, some Doc Severinsen, a lot of the great lyric trumpet players, early Maynard Ferguson from the 1950s. Oh my goodness, that's some great stuff, okay? Yeah, buddy. Arturo Sandoval, Dizzy Gillespie, yes. Paquito de Rivera. Nice. There you go, buddy. Yeah, man. Yeah, come on. Keep it steady, bass. Keep it steady. Drums, interact more with the trumpet. Listen to him. Oh, shaker. You're behind. Yeah, baby, go, go, go. Percussion, don't cover up your trumpet solo, man. Come down, rhythm section. Come down. So we have some place to go. Okay, you guys, it got real loud and crazy at the end, so I couldn't yell over the top of you. I felt like Manteca had beautiful energy. Ronan was a nice solo, man. I would love to heard a little bit of Dizzy's language in there, man. That would have been sweet. Drums got a little too loud, brass got a little bit too crazy, got a little bit too marching band. You can play loud, but when you go beyond a good characteristic tone and intonation, then loud starts to cancel itself out like a rock concert. So if you could control that a little bit more and go know your limits and don't go beyond it, it'll still be perfectly fine and loud enough. So I want to encourage you guys to really work hard on a metronome to develop a better sense, inner sense of time. Get on a tuning machine and play a chromatic scale every day to really learn a better sense of pitch, okay? Listen to a lot of great jazz music for education and inspiration to really work on your chops. And you can do this jazz thing for life, even if you don't major in music. You know, it's all about the people who spend enough time practicing and listening and trying to internalize what they've heard. There are great doctors and lawyers and dentists who are great musicians. So I want to encourage you guys to make this a lifelong endeavor. Thanks a lot, man. Great job, Mr. Krill. Talk to you later now. Bye-bye.